You're listening to SBS News.
Julian Assange is perhaps the world's best-known bail jumper. At his sentencing, he was told it's difficult to envisage a more serious example of the offence. He had spent nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy avoiding justice, fearful of extradition to the United States. In court today, with his hair cut and beard trimmed, he apologised for his actions. "I found myself struggling with terrifying circumstances for which neither I nor those from whom I sought advice could work out any remedy," Assange wrote. "I did what I thought at the time was the best and perhaps the only thing that could be done." Assange's lawyer Jennifer Robinson told SBS News her client's remorse is genuine.
"This was the first instance at which he had the opportunity to apologise, and he took that opportunity. So I think that he ought to be given credit for that, and I also urge people to consider and read that apology."
Judge Deborah Taylor did read it, and she was not impressed. She told Assange, "By entering the embassy, you deliberately put yourself out of reach whilst remaining in the UK, exploiting your privileged position to flout the law and advertise internationally your disdain for the law of this country." Judge Taylor gave the WikiLeaks founder a 50-week sentence. He will have to serve at least half of that. It was a decision which prompted anger inside and outside the courtroom from Assange's supporters. Kristen Raffenson is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks.
"This sentencing here today is an outrage and is vindictive in nature. And it doesn't give us a lot of faith in the UK justice system or the fight ahead."
Assange's legal worries are far from over, and his defence team is more concerned about the upcoming extradition battle, as the United States seeks to put him on trial over an alleged conspiracy to leak government secrets. Here's Jennifer Robinson again.
"This case is and has always been about the risk of extradition to the United States. We've been saying since 2010 that that risk is real, and we now have a provisional extradition request from the United States."
The extradition case could last a year, time 47-year-old Assange is due to spend in jail anyway. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.